Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
Summer's upon us, and it seems like every summer questions come up on how to identify poison ivy and what to do if a dog has been sprayed by a skunk. A little reminder of identification of poison ivy and treatment of skunk spray might be helpful. Poison ivy's been documented in all but a handful of counties in North Dakota. Although the form of poison ivy may vary, in North Dakota it's a sparsely branched upright shrub that grows to 1 or 2 feet tall, and because it's rhizomatous, it often grows in patches. The casual observer may not notice that it's a shrub, but a closer look will reveal the woody growth. The old saying, leaves in three, let it be, is good advice. The leaves, alternately arranged on the stem, grow near the tip of a branch. These shiny leaflets, about as long as wide, are produced from distinctive leaf stalks. The leaf margins may be entire or perhaps coarsely toothed. The leaves may be 2 inches long early in the growing season, but become larger as the season progresses. And the leaves often droop and may have a distinctively reddish or bronzy tinge. The flowers, produced in June, are rather inconspicuous, but the fruits are pale yellow with perhaps a tint of green, about 1/4 inch in diameter, and often quite noticeable. Simply touching the leaves may result in blistering. The active agent is an oil, so flushing the exposed area with water doesn't work. Technu, that's a trademark name, is a product that's effective on skin, clothing, and other items contaminated with poison ivy oils. The results of a dog getting into a skirmish with a skunk is self-evident. But then what? Treatment with tomato juice is often suggested, but that doesn't work. There may be some over-the-counter treatments that work, but a chemist has developed an effective treatment using household ingredients. It involves liberally bathing the dog in a mixture of hydrogen peroxide, baking soda, and liquid soap or dish detergent. I put photographs and links to more information on poison ivy, along with links to the treatment for skunk spray, along with the text of this Natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.